This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. PM Gati Shakti, National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity, has completed 3 years yesterday and have achieved significant milestones in transforming the country's infrastructure landscape. The master plan was launched in 2021 to provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones. PM Gati Shakti has integrated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories for planning and executing infrastructure projects. It has achieved a milestone of assessing 208 big ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The national logistic policy under the scheme aims to reduce the logistic costs, improve India's logistic performance index, ranking to among the top 25 countries by 2030, and promote data-driven decision-making. The registration has begun for Prime Minister Internship Scheme last evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.government.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal of this scheme. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25, and the total cost of pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and at one-time grant for 6,000 rupees. As per the sources, opportunities are available across 737 districts spread over 36 states and union territories. The opportunities are spread across 24 sectors including oil, gas and energy, travel and hospitality, automotive and banking and financial services. Senior leader of the Nationalist Congress Party and former Minister of Maharashtra, Baba Siddiqui, was shot dead in Bandra area of Mumbai late night. He was 66 years old. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has informed that police have arrested two individuals in connection with the incident. Shots were fired Mr. Siddiqui while he was at his office with his son Zeeshan Siddiqui, the MLA for Bandra East. Mr. Siddiqui was rushed to the nearby Lilavati Hospital with serious injuries, where he later succumbed to his wounds. Lilavati Hospital subsequently confirmed his death. Till February this year, he was in Congress but later joined Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from today. The historic visit comes a year after the African Union has made permanent member of G20 during the India's presidency. During her week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. This will be the first ever meet by President of India to the three African nations. On the first leg of the visit, the President will visit Algeria from today till the 15th of October. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdel Majid Tebboune, and other major leaders. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th October. On the last leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Malawi from the 17th to the 19th of October. During the visit, President Draupadi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.